Welcome into In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Kirsten Peck with the Washington County Obesity Prevention Task Force talking about their initiatives for 2013.
So we decided to designate 2013 as the Year of the Trail in Washington County, and really we want to expand on people's vision of what a trail is in the county and encourage families and people to get out and utilize all of the parks and trails that Washington has to offer. So I think when people think of trails in Washington, they might think of, you know, the Kiwash Trail as one of the big ones. And we are so lucky to have an amazing trail like that to use. But there are so many other types of trails in Washington's at different parks, at all of our county parks. We have so many hiking opportunities. But we also wanted to expand on what people think of as trails and really encourage them to broaden their horizons and maybe think of a river or a waterway as a trail. So maybe getting out with their family and going canoeing as a form of physical activity, or even horseback riding. And of course, you know, biking and running are always great opportunities to get active.
And so you're going to be highlighting a different trail each month?
So what we hope to do is to highlight one of the county trails every month, and maybe even partner up with different organizations who are hosting events on those trails. For example, Mara Park has some events coming up, and I know they just had an event last weekend that was promoted for kids and really getting out and enjoying winter and hiking and doing some things like that. So yeah, we really hope to promote different trails and all the different activities that people can do at the trails. For example, one month we might highlight Saucom Ridge, which is just south of Washington on the way to Wayland. It's a great trail for hiking, but a lot of mountain bikers like to use it too, to go mountain biking. So
which one are you highlighting this month?
Well, this month we really just wanted to kind of roll out the initiative for the Year of the Trail.
The Obesity Prevention Task Force, you do more than promote trails. You have other initiatives yearly. Do you have any of those set up yet?
Another one that we kind of want to highlight is the Live Healthy Iowa challenge that is starting actually on the 28th of January, which is Monday. Really encouraging people to sign up on a team. And this is just a really fun 100-day challenge that encourages people just, again, to get active and get healthy. And for $20 is the registration fee per person. You get t-shirts, you get weekly tips on fitness, nutrition. You have your own online tracking page where you can track the minutes of activities that you do each day, or even you can track calories if you want. It's really up to the person. You have an opportunity to win prizes, and you also get free subscription to a magazine for a year.
And how do you get involved with this?
So you can just go to the Live Healthy Iowa's page and gather a group of friends or family, coworkers, and register as a team.
And you're taking part of this, aren't you?
I am taking part on KCII's team, and we are looking forward to challenging everyone out there, and I believe we'll have some weekly updates on how people in Washington are doing.
Absolutely. Edie will be coming by, filling us in on what's going on. Well, Obesity Prevention Task Force, anything else going on?
No, we're just really looking forward to 2013. Like I said, Year of the Trail. We're working with the Live Healthy Iowa Challenge. We have a lot of exciting things happening with some student-led gardens in Washington, so be on the lookout for that. We hope to roll those out and have those up and running this year, which will be a great opportunity for the young kids in Washington.
That was my conversation with Kirsten Peck with the Washington County Obesity Prevention Task Force for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.